My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline's where he is.
I got a big ass penguin.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
You sure?
Hey, yeah, I'm doing great, man. I just I was over at the Woody Hayes. I was over at the Ohio Stadium watching the unveiling of the Archie Griffin statue. It was so cool. I said they finally put an arch in the rotunda.
Ah, I thought that was pretty well funny. Played.
But done. Yeah, I didn't mean to come out. I just, you know. Every time I look around, I got a friend or somebody, a good acquaintance, you know, like dropping these days. And it's kind of an interesting time to be alive, if you follow my drift. I didn't mean to be so dour there when you first came on.
No, I know. And obviously, are you talking about Johnny Gaudreau or somebody else pass?
Well, that too, but a friend of mine, me and my wife have bought hay for years for our horses. At a party or something, and, massive heart attack, and he's a younger guy than me. But yeah, I don't want to dwell on that. But the Johnny Gaudreau news is just awful. Because all I can think about is that picture of him with his wife and two kids. Just unbelievable.
And the fact that he was with his brother and they were going to the sister's wedding and just
heartbreaking, man.
I mean, I'm not sure what circumstance it could have been worse. The whole family getting ready for one of the great family moments. And his family is so tight-knit, the way I understand it, from the people who cover the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, one of the reasons he's in Columbus, right?
Correct.
Because of his wife and just, oh, man. It's so weird because then you're at a great celebration today, too, for Archie. And it's like you got to kind of move forward, too. And I don't know. Was it kind of a weird feeling then or no? I mean, first of all, if there's anybody in the state that deserves a statue, it's Archie. Let's be honest.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. 20 years ago.
True.
And number one, like I had him on my Tim May show this week, and we were talking about a lot of things, but I said, you know, the thing I've been sort of advocating for is why there isn't a pantheon of statues there as you walk from you know where I'm talking about there, from the Woody Hayes Drive.
Absolutely.
The entrance to the big rotunda, the grand entrance to the stadium, why there isn't a pantheon there of statues of Heisman Trophy winners that they've had. Of course, Archie would then have two statues, I guess. and then the four coaches that won national championships at Ohio State, like they have at Alabama. They have the coaches that have won national championships right outside the stadium, a big statue area. Oklahoma has their Heisman Trophy winners right outside the stadium. It's pretty sweet. And this is the first, other than Jesse Owens, the statue of Jesse Owens there by the Jesse Owens track stadium.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only other, I think, statue on Ohio State's campus to a sports figure. Not that sports figures, you know, should be, I don't know,
immortalized
to a vast extent, a nauseous extent. But the Heisman Trophy winners and coaches that led national championship teams, because all those guys stand really for teams, you know, not just themselves.
Right,
and that's what should be glorified with a. I mean, it would be quite the impressive pantheon. Let me just put it that way.
Has anyone ever talked about it? I mean, so you're saying
I have
from St. John.
A bunch.
So the walkway, basically, the same way that they when they do skull session and come on over to the stadium for the game, that should be the walkway of champions or something. I'm trying to think of a better name.
Correct, because at the Archie statue now, which was a replica. It's a replica of the one that the Rose Bowl presented him, put in front of the Rose Bowl by the Rose Bowl 2 weeks ago. They gifted the exact copy to Ohio State, and it's, as you walk up to the rotunda, it's just at the entrance of the rotunda. It's just off to your left, just outside. It's really pretty sweet, actually. And you could have, what, how many Heisman Trophy winners? I lose count. Every time I start counting, I run out of fingers.
Seven or eight.
Yeah, but seven, I think. But but two of them belong to the same guy.
Right.
But yeah, and then four national championship coaches, Paul Brown, Woody Hayes, Jim Tressel, and Urban Meyer. That would be quite impressive.
You know, it'd be cool is if they built kind of a like because what's the street? Why can't it's not Lane Avenue? What's the street that you have to
Woody
walk?
Woody Hayes Drive.
Yeah, it's Woody Hayes Drive. So I don't know. Maybe you call it the arch. Like build like an arch over Woody Hayes Drive, and that you've got to walk.
You'd
be walking over the arch.
Oh yeah.
And maybe you put one for arch on one and one on the other, so you're truly and then you've got the arch of the stadium when you walk in.
How long did it take us to spitball that?
10 seconds. Yes.
It took us two minutes to spitball that. It's not really hard to think of.
Let me just say this. Tim, if Pat Chun was the AD right now, it'd be done. It'd already be done.
Yeah. Not to mention, I tell both of you that this is considered billable hours, and you've been doing this for three
hours. That's true.
Well, let me tell you this. They're about to revenue share with the players here starting next year, unless another court gets in the way. So they may not have as much, petty cash as they used to, if you follow my drift.
But I follow your drift.
All of that could be donated, in my opinion. I mean, I didn't mean to get off on that tangent.
Well, if they could sell the street name for sure, right?
What?
If they could sell the street name.
Well, they did name the street that goes down down the east side of the stadium. They didn't rename it in that one particular area there, Archie Griffin Way, also today. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's over by the towers or no? That's the other side.
The east side. Over
between the parking lot.
Toward the power plant and stuff.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And what a great job. I mean, we didn't even talk about Archie. Like, probably one of the greatest human beings ever. I don't ever remember trying to ask Archie a question and have Archie say no. Or whenever we ever needed him for a pregame show, Archie, can we grab you for 2 seconds? Yes, whatever you need, Andy. Like, I hold him to the highest standard because he is the definition of excellence.
He is the same person as the first time I met him in 1976 after I moved up here. He was already graduated, but I met him at an event or something, and the exact same person today. He even looks youngish. As I said to the Rotary or whatever club I was just talking to, the Agonis club I was just talking to, I said, he looks 45. Get it?
Oh, that's perfect.
It's beautiful.
He retired at 45, except Andy Katzmore got in there. He was in for a minute. That's it.
Well, that's why they retire. They put names up on the edge of the stadium now. You can't retire every number that deserves it at Ohio State, or you'd have players playing in the 100 number jerseys. That would, I think, that would fry a lot of digital, and just think what it'd do to Connor Stallions when he's trying to scout a game. But that's neither here nor there.
Oh man, we haven't even kicked off one game, baby. And you've already
we're back.
Now, that's
excellent.
I just don't appreciate, because I thought that video or that documentary was very interesting in a lot of ways. But I just don't appreciate people. I don't appreciate people who know that they're telling you a fib. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And they think they're the smartest guy in the room, and they think they're getting away with it. And then those couple of lawyers he had with him. He said he can't recall. Can't recall, but he remembers thousands of arm and hand signals that teams use to say whether they want to run a run or a pass and which side it's going and who it's going to, but he can't recall whether he was on the Central Michigan sideline last year, or he can't recall what people did with the tickets that he bought, for various games over the last several years, just because he had buddies who might want to go to a college football game. So he bought the best tickets in the house, you know what I mean?
That's how it works. Don't you understand that? What kind of a friend are you? Yes.
And who was paying – and who was paying for it, really, when you get right down to it? I mean, just – and then Jim Harbaugh claiming, you know, very little knowledge of this guy. I mean, you get a picture of him standing next near you and next to your offensive and defensive coordinators, and you can't recall what kind of really role he played, except he was – everybody has sign stealers on the sidelines. Everybody does. Everybody tries to get stuff off of videos and stuff. What people don't understand, and up at Michigan they don't understand, this is about breaking an NCAA rule on advanced scouting of games, live advanced scouting of games. Everybody tries to steal signs, but this isn't what it's about. It's about breaking an NCAA rule that's been around for, what, 20 years or more, and, you know, people up in Michigan still don't get it. This blows your mind. But then, and not only still don't get it, but still the powers that be still are fibbing about it. So other than that, I don't really have an opinion.
Yeah, no, it seems like you need to think about this for a second. Yeah.
The legend Tim May joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Yes.
All right, Tim. Well, we got a football game this Sunday, and at least when they kick the ball off, it'll be a football game. Give us something to pay attention to with the Ohio State Buckeyes besides – and more than anything, what do you expect out of Will Howard?
I expect Will Howard to play well. You know why? Because he's played well before at Kansas State, you know? And just what I've seen, what we've gotten to see a little bit in preseason, he's a leaner, meaner, more stout version of himself than he was even at Kansas State. I mean, he lost, like, what, 14, 15 pounds in the interim between the spring and the start of preseason camp. He's like 6'5", 235. Looks quite fit, can run like a deer. You know, you've all heard the story about him running over 22.1 miles per hour in a little test during the summer. If you've seen him run, we got to see him do a breakaway run at one point in a kind of a semi-scrimmage situation during preseason camp, and he can run really fast. And when he's running really fast, he's 6'5", 235 doing it, if you follow my drift. He literally has the size of a big tight end. and then he's, y'all have seen interviews with him, I'm sure. Quite personable young man, a leader. He's been around, what, it's his fifth year. He is a man in every sense of the word. And he's just looking to put this little exclamation point on his college resume before he tries to make an NFL team. So I'm expecting him to come out of the gate. I know he said it, you know, he's chomping at the bit, or as I say, champing at the bit, which is probably the correct use of that term.
You own horses, we don't, so I'll respect you on this one.
Exactly. Right. But he's chomping at the bit to get going, and then he's got, you know, he's driving. I like to say McLaren F1. I was telling Bo Bishop that the other day. I like to use McLaren F1 because that's my favorite sports car, but everybody knows what a Ferrari is, but he's champing at the bit to drive this Ferrari.
All right, well said, my friend. Jeremiah Smith. How awesome
he's
is this kid
at the bit.
How
he's
awesome is this
bit.
Kid?
He's champing at the bit to show why he's one of the major accessories on this Ferrari. Next question.
Ah. That good? How good?
Oh my goodness. Dude,
we just watched arguably the best wide receiver that ever played at Ohio State. In Marvin Harrison.
Chris Carter might give him a run for his money.
Yeah, I'm dated by time right now.
Chris Carter is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Chris Carter was damn good in college. So was Marvin Harrison Jr. This guy, all you ever see is him making highlight catches. I mean, it's been crazy over the last 7 or 8, 9 months. But as I pointed out to the Giants Club a minute ago, you know, I remember writing a little story pre-story for the spring game, and everybody was coming out. They wanted to see Jeremiah Smith. They wanted to see Will Howard, you know, and who makes the greatest memorable catch in that spring game was Emeka Egbuka, fourth-year senior co-captain now of this team, one of the more solid individual people you're ever going to run into in life. And that's just an example. And Carnell Tate, we were gushing about him a year ago in similar fashion, not quite the same as Jeremiah Smith, but pretty close, and those are your three starting wide receivers. You got yourself a pretty good football team when you just got those guys on it.
All right, well, they're only a 48-point favorite, so we'll see how it goes tomorrow. Right. Tim May, we love having you on the show. You are the man. We will talk to you next week. That's it. We got to go.
We got to roll.
Sorry.
All right.
We're warming up.
Hey, it's always a pleasure being on with you fellas. You know that. You get my Christmas card every year, don't you?
Yeah. I saw it.
There you go. That's the way to fake it.
Yeah,
right.
No, of course. Goodbye, Tim. We love you. Bye.
See y'all next week.
Thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Chris right now is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
How are you, Chris?
Good, guys. Sorry about that. I got on the road and totally forgot. My apologies.
Sorry. It's easy to wander off. You have so many streets out there.
Life goes on, man.
Are you on the 10s or the 2s or the 5s or the what? What's the trendy name for the street you're on?
Well, whatever freeway it is, it has the in front of it.
Oh, it's
so it's not just 271 or 480 or 90. It's the whatever it is.
Yeah.
The 134, the 101, the 10. So
it's too
much
California.
More hoity-toity.
It's way too California. Yeah. It's what defines you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you start saying,
not maybe, but
no,
it's what defines the area.
All right, well, let's not talk about the 271s or the I-90s. The 90s.
Oh, God,
right
are we
now,
doing so. The Californians from SNL? I can't handle this. We're not doing it. We can't have this.
Sepulveda.
We can't have this.
There you go. You got it all.
All right, I feel good. Chris, we don't have four quarterbacks. What are we going to do? I thought we had to change quarterbacks every quarter. But now we seem to be settled in. Your thoughts on the week that was for the Browns roster?
Yeah, I mean, none of it surprised me when you know everybody was texting me, like, what's going on with four quarterbacks? I was like, guys, they're probably just trying to buy themselves a little more time to move one of them and had a deal with Deontay Foreman in place where they knew they were going to bring him back. Like, those are the sort of things that you can do with vested veterans because you don't have to expose them to waivers. So that was just a way to see if they could work out something for Tyler Huntley, and unfortunately it did not work out. So that's okay. I'm good with the situation they're in. I thought that Dorian Thompson-Robinson played very well in the preseason, continues to grow, as Nathan Zagura pointed out in broadcast, that it's probably a move even for the next 2 years, more so than this year, because it would allow you to save some money for a backup quarterback as long as DTR continues to grow. So that's kind of the important part of that equation, I think.
So, Chris, this rumor that has been floating about that DTR may be the number two, do you believe in that idea that he'd be the backup quarterback, or is it, man, you brought in Jameis Winston, he's played in this league, he's seen some level of success, that dude's your backup quarterback, and this is all just air?
Yeah, I would be surprised if they went any order other than Watson, Winston, DTR. I suppose it is possible. You know, we only get to see a certain number. We get to see three games, two in Winston's case, three drives, I think, total. And then, you know, we're not really privy to what's happening in practice. Like, you can sit there and say, oh, yeah, a guy looked good in practice. We don't know when certain guys are making mistakes and not. So that's all up to the coaching staff and the administration and everything else. But I would be surprised if it went a different direction. And if it does, well, hopefully we won't have to find out what it means.
Chris, you know, the big story this morning is Brandon Ayuk going back to San Francisco. Your thoughts on that? And then I thought the Browns kind of come out of this looking okay. They offered more money than San Francisco gave him, and he just ended up saying a lot of this is a big nothing that he ended up staying there. I don't know, that, at least that's the way I perceived it. How did you perceive it?
Yeah, I mean, I was up in San Francisco and covered the Niners practice when they was kind of smack dab in the middle of this thing.
Yeah.
Where it had just come out that, well, like the brand, there had been a report in Northern California by Matt Maiocco, who covers the Niners, and said, well, the Browns had offered Amari Cooper and all this. Now, we don't ever know if that's accurate or not accurate or what have you. But as far as Ayuk, I'm happy for Niners fans that it ended up this way, because if they were going to trade him, they should have traded him pre-draft so they could at least have gotten something to help them out in their window here. How much longer is Trent Williams going to play? I mean, heck, that guy's not even in. He's not even with the team right now. So, it's going to be fine. There won't be any hurt feelings between the team and Ayuk. They'll be all good. I expect the Niners to be an excellent team. And as far as the Browns, it made sense. Like, if they were going to try and get younger and pay a wide receiver elite money, like, that's the guy you would probably want, is a really, really good route runner, great blocker, guy who stays on the field, the whole bit. So it all made sense. And whether Amari Cooper wants to believe he was part of the trade, which I don't, but whether or not he wants to believe he was part of the trade rumors is entirely up to him, and I don't think anything affects that guy on the field.
Chris Rose joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, Chris, I'm going to go baseball on you real quick. What are your thoughts on the guards, and especially the late, like, that Kansas City series was ugly until that last game when they all of a sudden came alive in the seventh inning. Do you think that's something that they can build on and maybe get the bats going in September, or are you a little bit worried about the ship taking on water?
Yeah, I am worried. I was worried when we were winning 65% of our games and not half of them like the last several months. It is a team that was able to do some really special things in the beginning part of the year. And you had some guys that were playing over their head. I mean, if you really look at the team, and I broke it down the other day in my family chat, I was like, we have two elite, elite baseball players in Jose and Emmanuel Clase. And then there's probably a half dozen that range in the average to good category with some possibilities moving up or down, I think, because so many of our guys are still very young. And most of our guys are not high-end baseball players. I mean, they just, at this point in their career, whether it's because they don't have enough dirt in their spikes or because when they have had a chance, they just haven't, you know, taken it and run with it yet. So I said earlier this week on the podcast I do every day, Baseball Today, I said I think all three teams will lead the division at some point over the last month, because I think that's how close it is. And now Kansas City was dealt a huge blow when Vinny Pasquantino broke his thumb last night. He's done for the regular season. He has been a huge left-handed stick right in between Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez, and he gave it to us a bunch this season. And so that's going to be – we'll see how the Royals are able to leap past that hurdle.
Chris, did you just kind of tip us off on a new John Boy entity, the Rose Family Podcast? Is that coming, or –
No, that's not a Rose Family Podcast. I would never do that because I would lose my mind.
I would listen to it. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. Having talked to your brother enough, yeah. I would listen to it.
Yeah. Well,
just put that red E next to it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to mute your family occasionally if they don't make complete sense. But that's all right. Yeah.
I'd be good at that too. I enjoy doing that. Wouldn't that be great? That'd be a great game show. Mute your family. I'm coming up with all kinds of ideas for you. You're in L.A., man. You can make this stuff happen. You're on the 10 or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, we are. Yeah, it is kind of the ideas capital of the world. And don't worry, if somebody doesn't like it to your face, they'll turn around and steal it.
And stab you in the back while they're there, too. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly could go that way, Chris. So the other part of this is hopefully they could get Alex Cobb back to get a little bit more out of that starting rotation. Are you starting to look at the starting rotation and thinking maybe after burning out that bullpen for so long, you're seeing some bullpen burnout? Is that what's maybe causing some of this too for the guards?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's happened the entire year. When the Brewers were the only contending team that had thrown fewer starter innings than the Guardians, I think through maybe mid-July. I haven't checked it as of recently, but that's exactly what causes it. I mean, go look at when bullpen guys can't lift their arms. It's late July and it's August, and here we are in September, and they try and just get through on adrenaline, and hopefully that can happen. But we have seen, you know, Hunter Gaddis gave up home runs in consecutive days. Aaron, who's been very good, has gotten knocked around a little bit. I mean, Class A is really the only one who's immune to it. Cade Smith, too, I suppose, has been out, you know, incredible. But yeah, I mean, we're going to hang on for dear life. Can we do it? Absolutely. Can things turn quickly in the sport? 100%. I mean, it does. It goes quickly. I know baseball takes forever to complete, but it goes from one way to the other just like that. And I'm hopeful we hang on. I really want to see us win a division. I really want to see us get a bye so we can have a five-game divisional round series instead of be on the road for a wild card series. And I'm rooting hard.
Chris, before we go, I wanted to give you a chance. Obviously, the announcement yesterday that Jim Donovan's going to step away from the microphone, and I thought you've been so eloquent, especially with the opportunity to have to fill in on some of these games for Jim, and just your thoughts on, you know, Jim going to fight the battle, and I really wanted to give you the open mic there for a second.
Well, that's the story. That is the story in Cleveland sports and the Cleveland community. I believe I told you this last year when we first discussed it, and that is that most people think Jim Donovan is from Cleveland, Ohio, and that is the biggest compliment that I can pay him. That in nearly four decades of outstanding work at Channel 3 and then the last two and a half decades in the Browns radio booth, he has immersed himself into this town where he's one of us. And he does it in a style where he's not going to be he wants to see the teams do well, but he is not going to be an open cheerleader. He tells the truth. The fans appreciate that, and it makes everything else so real. So that when he is thrilled and when he's calling the Browns on a Thursday night game, you know, against the Jets, making the playoffs, that is authentic. And that is who he is, and that is what our city is about. I don't care what you believe religiously, but if you do pray for him. We need to. And all I can tell you is that, you know, I haven't worked in that town other than the last few years as the play-by-play guy for News 5 during the preseason, and then last year filling in for Jim on the radio. But Jim always would text me and say, "You're doing a great job," and he would thank me. And I'm sitting here like, are you kidding me? Like, you are a legend in this. I mean, you are top of the field across the nation. And we have had the good fortune of having Jim Donovan, Tom Hamilton, Joe Tate back in the Cavs days. Like, we have been very fortunate as sports fans to be able to hear these voices. And Jim has meant as much to this city as anybody who has ever crossed paths with it that was not born with a 216 area code in front of them.
Chris, well said. Have a good and safe holiday weekend, my friend. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. You guys as well. I appreciate it.
All right. We will talk to you soon. He is Chris Rose. He joins us every Friday, and he is truly the man. You can catch him on NFL Network, and obviously you've heard him on the Browns Radio Network before, and BattleBots, and man, he's a superstar from Cleveland, and I do appreciate him. And of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.